It shows us for a moment what the world should be, that the bad end unhappily and the good end happily. And then the lights fade, the energy-saving screen goes dark, and we resume our normal, interrupted, sinful lives.
That was the last in our essay series this week, I Confess, The Power of the Confession. Tonight's essay written and presented by Andrew Brown. The producer of the series in Edinburgh was Louise Yeoman. And if you want to catch up on last week's editions of the essay, The Darkest Hour, in which Margaret Drabble, Juliet Stevenson and others explored their insomnia, they're now available as free downloads from the Radio 3 website.
It was inspired not by a person, but a philosophical poem. How, they said, can you put ideas into music? Richard Strauss's Also sprach Zarathustra, 9 glorious orchestral sections which reach out from beyond the page. Part of Radio 3 live in concert from London's Royal Festival Hall. Wednesday night on BBC Radio 3 from 7:30.
BBC Radio 3, just gone 11, and now World on 3 tonight with Lopo Kotari.
Distortion to the max and a real rabble-rouser, the Cambodian space project, my guests on tonight's World on Three. Starting off the programme in great style with I'm 16, the unofficial anthem of Cambodia, also they say. I'm Lopa Kotari, and tonight is virtually all about the new, with just a slight glance back at some golden oldies. And given that I've just got back from Brazil, no points for guessing where much of the newer sounds are from. My guests, the Cambodian Space Project, are going to be cranking up the volume and bringing us the lost grooves of a nation in about 20 minutes' time. So let's get going with some of those Brazilian goodies. Electronica, punk and pop. N-Sister are two sisters who grew up surrounded by their father's record collection. They studied music at a conservatoire. They both played in orchestras, sang in bands and began DJing. They also both happened to be architects. Well, in 2007, they formally got together, inevitable really, and began playing their own mix of vinyl and self-created beats and percussion. They now tread the boards between Barcelona and Brazil, playing at clubs and festivals. Moyugba is their debut release, and this is the opening track, Ache Moyugba.
Podcast. 3, melhora no cassete. No lado A da fita cabe o B do Indie Tracks.
Vive 3.416. Todo o planeta Terra sobreviveu graças à consciência do verde que enfim se fez. Pelas ondas do rádio e do tempo eu canto pra vocês que me ouvem no ar 2016. Quando toco meu instrumento, é que sinto como um presente está vivo em 3.416. Todo o planeta Terra sobreviveu graças à consciência do verde que enfim se fez. Pelas ondas do rádio e do tempo, um solo pra vocês que me ouvem no ano de 2016.
Eduardo Rangel, another of the artists emerging out of the modern music scene in Brazil. That was 3416 DC from Estúdio, his first studio album. And Lucy and the Pop Sonics was before that, a sort of pop-punk duo from Brasilia, the cult city designed and developed by Oscar Niemeyer and Lucio Costa. Fred Astaire is their latest album. It's out on leading Brazilian indie label Monstro. And Biff Bang Pop is the track I played. Lucy, by the way, is the name they've given their synthesizer. OK, so staying with the fresh and new. Radio Clit are a London-based electronic duo who walked into Issam Wamwaya's furniture shop in Hackney, bought a bicycle off him and found that they had a love of African dance music in common. They now collaborate under the name of The Very Best, and they've just done a remix of one of their own tracks, Super Mum, with super cool Little Richard's scream machine called Baloji. And the Congolese singer really is one to watch out for. I saw him at Rich Mix a short while ago, and he absolutely rocked the place. Here he is with The Very Best and Super Mum.
Tchau, tchau.
Tuareg bluesman Tammy Crest mixing it up with Canadian Kiran Ahluwalia on one of the golden oldies made famous by the late, great Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. Must, must. And if you're left wanting more, then there's an 8.5-minute version of that same track at the very end of the album. Talking of covers, mashups, etc., a great place to hear your favourite and not-so-favoured songs is, of course, a karaoke bar. Which brings us to my guests on tonight's World on 3, the Cambodian Space Project. Because a karaoke bar in Phnom Penh is where Australian music producer and filmmaker Julian Poulsen met Shray T, Cambodian singer extraordinaire. The result, 60s psychedelic pop rock kicked into infinity and beyond, to quote Buzz Lightyear. And they begin with a bang.
My heart, holding on to my heart, I'll hold on.
Nancy Sinatra is in the house, of course, in the form of Shre T and the Cambodian Space Project. Julian Paulson and Shre T have joined me here at the table. Bang Bang, obviously, an unmistakable song. Is that a cover, or in Cambodia do they think it's a local song?
Well, most of these songs in Cambodia they think are local songs. If you talk to people in Cambodia, they won't know who the Beatles are or the Rolling Stones or Elvis Presley, but they're familiar with all the tunes. But, of course, they've been recorded by some of the great Cambodian artists in the 60s.
Shre T, when you met in the karaoke bar, and what has happened in those last 2 years is fantastic, right? I mean, the people recognise you in the street as a singer. They sing your songs, I hear, when you go in the tuk-tuk, all the tuk-tuk drivers. But you've had a very difficult life, a very difficult life to get to the karaoke bar and Cambodian Space Project.
Yes. God, and young, I'm small, and I hear my mom sing, because my mom sometimes she cook, sing too. But and
cooking and singing?
Yeah, cook, sing, and make a same the food, check everywhere, people buy, same shop. But
I mean, for the first few years, father was still involved in the war as a tank driver, and in Cambodia, when the soldiers go to the trouble spots, the families go too and take their cooking and their pots and pans, and so they're all in the front line. And Shre T had two younger siblings who died. They starved. There wasn't enough food, and the parents came back from the soldiering business and found the children dead.
But for
a long time, everything has been about food. And even when I met Shre T, she was still struggling to afford a 50-kilo bag of rice each month to take back to the village and make sure people had enough to eat. And this is ongoing.
She moved to the city when she was about 18. Was that to try and find better work?
Yeah, she had been a labourer for a long, long time, and then she moved to the city, and she was tricked and told that she could have a job working in a beauty parlour, and she got there and she realised it wasn't quite the job that it was cracked up to be, and they tied her up with electrical cable and, kidnapped her and locked her in a room.
Try to get into the sex trafficking.
Wanting to sell her into the sex trafficking business. Shre T, as we know in the band, is pretty strong and fierce. I mean, they don't call her Tiger Lady in the village for nothing, Shre Kla. So she yelled and screamed and carried on, and after about a day, a woman had hurt her, snuck in and freed her and gave her about $2.50 or 5,000 riel to run for her life, flee, and she did that. And then she worked as a builder's labourer, as a housemaid. She eventually got a job singing, and the boss apparently told her that she wasn't pretty, so she wouldn't get paid as much as some of the singers, but if she tried hard, she might have a good job.
But Shre T, you write your own songs as well.
Have six songs and story. And sing about from heart, from head.
So, have visa, have no rice.
From the heart. Not from head.
Not from the head.
From heart. Heart.
Maybe from stomach.
So, story of have visa, no have rice is what?
One of our first trips overseas was to France. And it was very difficult to get a visa. And when she finally flew all that way, probably being the first singer from Preving province to fly to Paris, she looked out the window and thought Paris was very, very beautiful. And she realised that Phnom Penh was actually very small. But she got there, and after a while she also realised that she was a Cambodian girl a long way from home and homesick for the comforts that she needs every day, which is Cambodian rice. So it's kind of summed up in this line, have visa, no have rice.
Mien visa, at mien bai.
At mien bai.
At mien bai, no have rice.
Have visa, no have rice, a song from the heart, and what a heart. More from Cambodian Space Project in just a while. Three recent releases that I've played before on the programme all deserve another airing. Nima, a young Kenyan artist whose debut album Dawn came out on Africa Unsigned. Kompaore Isuf, a delightful piece of vintage music from the 70s that's on Analog Africa compilation called Bambara Mystic Soul, the raw sound of Burkina Faso 1974-79. But I begin with Aziz Samawi, a Gumbri-playing multi-instrumentalist and founding member of the mighty Orchestra National de Barbès. Here he is with Anna Hayu from his album University of Gnawa.
Ana hayo bakati brigat soda
Ana hayo bakati brigat soda
Wayo wayo bakati brigat soda
Ana hayo bakati brigat soda
Liginawi hayo bakati brigat soda
Ana hayo bakati brigat soda
Bishuji hayo bakati brigat soda
Ana hayo bakati brigat soda
Ana hayo bakati bakati 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 soda
Jiwa jimugo bakati bakati soda
Ana hayo bakati bakati soda
Ati ati ya fola
Ati ati ya fola
Ati ati ya hoza
Ati ati ya fola
Ati ati ya fola
Ati ati ya fola
Ati ati ya hoza
Ati ati ya fola
Ana hayo
Ana hayo bakati bakati soda.
هاتي يا فلان
هاتي هاتي يا فلان
هاتي هاتي يا حوزه
هاتي هاتي يا فلان
هاتي هاتي يا فلان
هاتي هاتي يا فلان
هاتي هاتي يا حوزه
هاتي هاتي يا فلان
انا هاي 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 هاي
We'll be right back. Beautiful surprise.
Oh, you are, you are, you are.
Nima, a singer from the semi-nomadic people of Kenya, the Maasai, and a song called Beautiful Surprise. You're listening to World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3 with me, Lopa Kotari. As ever, details of all the music I'm playing tonight are up on the website and also pictures of my guests, the Cambodian Space Project. But before we get talking some more, here they are with Not Easy Rock and Roll. A band bringing us the lost grooves of a nation, forgotten treasures and truly newfound gems. Shreyti, that was absolutely... I love the way you sing rock and roll.
Thank you.
I'm guessing that the likes of Peggy Lee and Nancy Sinatra were really big, big sounds in the 60s in Cambodia.
I think so. I mean, one of the special and unique things about the Cambodian musical heritage from the 60s is that it was a small country, but full of such a vibrant influences at the time. The Vietnam War spilling over the border, bringing GI radio songs with it, Ike and Tina, Jimi Hendrix, The King, making groovy films with the soundtracks by bands like The Kinks, and of course... Nancy Sinatra herself, who went out to Vietnam at that point to entertain the troops. But the other significant thing is that Sin Sisimuth, the Elvis of Cambodia, was such a worldly producer and travelled a lot and recorded records in Germany, in France, we're not too sure where else, but all over the place, and brought these influences back. So there was already this mix of French music culture, of high-quality kind of production ideals in film and sound recording. These things aren't really there now, so that's why it's exciting for us to be there and also have the opportunity to come here and take some of that back.
So did a lot of the music just get completely wiped out in Cambodia?
Well, the Khmer Rouge were all about this very ill-conceived Maoist idea of returning to agrarian utopia and forcibly evicting the populations of the city out to work camps in the fields. And they wanted to dismantle culture. So they set about outlawing and destroying music and actually executing musicians, artists, intellectuals, teachers, people with lighter coloured skin. So it was, you know, to a devastating degree. And it also took the lives of a third of Cambodia's population. Everything. You know, we can't find vinyl records anymore.
But the songs from pre-war songs,
I think they survived. I mean, you know, the singers were killed, but not the songs. I mean, they were outlawed for sure during the Khmer Rouge time, and there was still music. Someone's just compiled a CD of Khmer Rouge songs. I can't see it racing up the charts, but it's interesting historically. You know, it's a case of you can kill the singer, but you can't kill the song, and this powerful music has lived on, and we hear it everywhere. And Sri T goes to the markets and finds old cassettes and brings back new old songs.
Yes.
And, of course, she writes songs based on this legacy too.
So are we hearing, in a sense, some of the old melodies that you're now putting at your kind of 21st modern edge to? Is this old tunes?
I think so.
Yeah, sometimes I'm listening new music, but I make a video head.
So this final song you're going to give us is Whiskey Cambodia, and you're going to tag on to the end of it Baby Lady Boy.
Yeah.
Is that one of Sri T's other songs? Did she write that?
No, that's she wrote Whiskey Cambodia, and we'll roll it into Baby Lady Boy. I'm still curious to know exactly what it's about, and she'll tell you the story, but it's different each time. But it's a beautiful song, and the melody is certainly a very, very old melody. It sounds like some of the songs you would hear from the fields of Cambodia rather than the 60s, 70s pop.
So here's a Cambodian Space Project playing for us in the studio, Whiskey Cambodia, so it's going to be a hell of a party, and Baby Lady Boy, a song whose meaning is ever-changing.
Thank you.
Whiskey Cambodia.
Whiskey Cambodia ramming psychedelic rock style into Baby Ladyboy, the fabulous Cambodian space project, making the studio absolutely shake. The autumn music season has begun, and there are loads of gigs worth going to see this week and into next month. Turkish diva Sezen Aksu is on at the Royal Albert Hall on the 20th. The Fela Kuti birthday tribute featuring Fela's keyboard player Dele Sosimi is at the Jazz Cafe later on tonight. The World Sacred Music Festival enters its final weekend in Brighton. Mulatu Astatke, that great pioneer of Ethio Jazz, is in Dublin. And Les Mystères des Voix Bulgares are at the start of their UK tour. You really must go and see them if they're playing anywhere near you. Details, I'm sure, are available online. And if you do go to any great gigs, send us an email at worldon3@bbc.co.uk. These next three tracks are numbers from people you can also catch a glimpse of over the next fortnight. Here's Charlie Parr, who was one of my guests on the show in the spring, and Hogkill Blues from his album Cheap Wine.
By the tunnel of the plans today, but he's gone, good Lord, he's International Guard. The guard came out to beat them down, but they stood good, Lord, their ground. Mama said it'd be all right. Mama said it'd be all right. I cried out for my dad today, and she stayed in my room all night. Freeway littered with trash. That freeway's littered with trash. Pulled a 16-penny nail out my tie last night. Picked out a window of broken glass.
She's building something, something useful, with her bare hands. It's gonna change her way of living, probably change mine too. There's an unveiling down by the water, when all the clouds disappear. I'm so excited, hope she survives it. Do you want to come with me?
She goes up, she goes down, watch her keep it off the ground. Like an animal in the sky. We go up, we go down, watch us feel our way around. Like big animals in the sky.
Traveling backwards through pepper trees and slamming doors, my vision is gone. The wind is rushing me, but I'm falling to my knees and digging in the dirt. I'm gonna find it, I will recognize it when all the clouds disappear. I'm so excited, hope I survive it. If I don't, will you feed my dog?
I go up, I go down, watch me keep it off the ground. Like an animal in the sky. She goes up, she goes down, watch her feel her way around. Like an animal in the sky.
Go, go, go.
Kidnap Alice, a bit of Americana rising up from the heart of Hackney. Chilly Winds is the song from a new album out on Ashente called Beginner's Guide to Hoedown. And the Hoedown begins tonight at St John at Hackney Church. Before Kidnap Alice, I played Connor Michi and Animal in the Sky. She's a classical violinist who regularly plays with Yo-Yo Ma and has started out on her own experimental solo project. She's over here from New York doing a few gigs around the UK, starting at the Tyne Bar in Newcastle on the 23rd and ending at the Brighton Ballroom on the 10th of November. Well, that's enough mellow stuff for now. Time for a bit more music madness in the shape of the Brothers of Brazil, who are going to be in session on World on 3 next week. This one's for all you fashionistas, Vanity Funk.
Do the Vanity Funk! Do the Vanity Funk! Funk, funk, funk! I wanna be free from vanity. Do the Vanity Funk! Cause I can't see what it's doing to me. Do the Vanity Funk! I wanna be free from vanity. Do the Vanity Funk! Cause I can't see what it's doing to me. What it's doing.
And sweet while born,
and I mean it, man.
I'm an all humanity.
That's the way we always been. No vanity, I've never sinned. Too much pride will never make you win. That's the way we always been. No vanity, I've never sinned. Too much pride will never make you win.
And sweet were born,
and I mean it, man.
I'm an all humanity.
That's the way we always been. No vanity, I've never sinned. Too much pride will never make you win. That's the way we always been. No vanity, I've never sinned. Too much pride will never make you win. Enchanted man.
Skellur ítur vaxtar lífga upp á stund. Hann skildi
where Iceland and the Balkans collide, the Warsaw Pact and Hundrin the Dog from their debut album Russian Bride. The tale of a Rottweiler who went everywhere with his owner, the theatre, the swimming pool, even the Bolshoi Ballet, but got left behind when his master got distracted by a stripper. The story continues in that vein, as does the rest of the album. Delightful quirkiness and catchy tunes, perhaps what you might expect from an Icelandic Balkan band. As I said earlier, over the last couple of weeks, I've been introduced to a whole new music scene in Brazil. This modern Brazil, with its electronica, pop and zany punk, and next week you'll hear some of the hip-hop and reggae that it has to offer, does not, however, exclude the more traditional sounds, and there's still lots of great contemporary music based on the country's folk culture. And I'm going to play a couple of them now. They're both instrumentals. One features the 10-string viola, known as the viola caipira of the country folk, and the other has the simple bamboo flute as its lead voice. First up, though, the latest from British clarinetist Arun Ghosh. When he came in to do a session here on the programme a while ago, he played a song that was still a work in progress. It's now finished, and it's the opening track on his latest album, Primal Odyssey, due out on Kamochi on the 24th. Here it is, Caliban's Revenge. We'll be right back. Roberto Stevenson and his bamboo flute, giving us music to dance to, followed by Kassai Nunes on the 10-string viola. Born in Recife in the northeast of Brazil, now living in Brasilia, the physical centre of the country and its capital. Two modern explorations of traditional folk music. My next trip is to Womex in Copenhagen at the end of this month, and while I'm there, I'm going to try and see this guy, a veteran of the blues, Malian maestro Boubacar Traoré. This is Mondeu from his last album, Mali Danu, his first in 6 years. It's thoughtful, soulful, and well worth the wait.
Kaeba, ikandanya malufune. Nitara kaeba, ikandanya malufune. Nitara kaeba, ikandenufune. Nitara kaeba, ikandenufune. Taraka eva ikamode nufune. Ni taraka eva ikamode nufune. Kaeba, ikandanya malufune. Nitara kaeba, ikandanya malufune. Nitara kaeba, ikamonde nufune. Nitara kaeba, ikandenu fune. Nitara kaeba, ikamode nufune. Nitara kaiva ikamode nufune.
Avant l'île éveillée, Kayan coulait l'ifensie.
Pure fabulous blues, Bobo Quatre Ore and Mondeo, followed by Menoir and Mélodie la Mer. Beautiful blues from Mauritius. It's on the 3-CD box set, Beginner's Guide to African Blues from Neshente, a compilation that would grace any music collection. Next week, as I said, my guests are the brothers of Brazil. They really are brothers. One looks a bit like a young Sid Vicious and the other perhaps a cross between Elvis and James Dean. And their music, well, it is kind of a mix of the two. So do tune in at the same time next week. It's going to be a hoot. You've been listening to me, Lopa Kotari, here on BBC Radio 3. The final song tonight is in tribute to Jagjit Singh, one of India's great ghazal singers, who died on Monday at the age of 70. They called him the Ghazal King, a form of semi-devotional love song that dates back to the 6th century that Jagjit Singh simplified and popularised with the use of modern instruments such as the saxophone and the guitar. He recorded well over 50 albums, composed numerous Bollywood scores and received many accolades and awards over the last 40 years. Earth, meaning, is one of the film scores he wrote for the film of the same name and on which both he and his wife at the time, Chitra, also a famous singer, perform. Both the music and the film were a huge success when it came out in 1982. This is Tum Itna Jo Muskara Rahe Ho. If you're smiling so much, what pain is it that you're hiding? See you next week.
इतना जो मुस्कुरा रहे हो तुम इतना जो मुस्कुरा रहे हो क्या गम है जिसको छुपा रहे हो क्या गम है जिसको छुपा रहे हो तुम इतना जो मुस्कुरा रहे हो आँखों में नमी हंसी लबों पर आँखों में नमी हंसी लबों पर क्या हाल है क्या दिखा रहे हो क्या हाल है क्या दिखा रहे हो क्या गम है जिसको छुपा रहे हो तुम इतना जो मुस्कुरा रहे हो बन जाएंगे जहर पीते पीते बन जाएंगे जहर पीते पीते ये अश्क जो
पीते जा रहे हो ये अश्क जो पीते जा रहे हो जिन जख्मों को वक्त भर चला है जिन जख्मों को वक्त भर चला है तुम क्यों उन्हें छेड़ जा रहे हो तुम क्यों उन्हें छेड़ जा रहे हो क्या गम है जिसको छुपा रहे हो तुम इतना जो मुस्कुरा रहे हो रेखाओं का खेल है मुकद्दर रेखाओं का खेल है मुकद्दर रेखाओं से मात खा रहे हो रेखाओं से मात खा रहे हो क्या गम है जिसको छुपा रहे हो तुम इतना जो मुस्कुरा रहे हो क्या गम है जिसको छुपा रहे हो
Again for Through the Night here on Radio 3. Good morning from me, Susan Sharp. Chamber music sets the ball rolling this morning. Fauré, Nielsen and Stravinsky performed by finalists at the 2011 Danish Radio Chamber Music Competition. All told, the ensemble Mit Vest consists of a string quartet, a wind quintet and a pianist. They were founded in 2002 and they're based in the Museum of Contemporary Art at Herning in Denmark, a wonderful new building designed by American architect Stephen Hall, which opened in 2009. There they have their own chamber music hall and rehearsal space. Fauré's first piano quartet was their choice for the competition final.